This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz Podcast, brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, India's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning and welcome to today's edition of the Morning Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange. After the heady gains we've seen throughout 2023, US markets as well as equity markets worldwide have started 2024 on a cautious note. In fact, US markets yesterday were quite mixed. The Dow Jones, ending slightly above the flat line, but the Nasdaq did see significant selling pressure, registering its worst day since October of 2023. The Nasdaq fell over 1.6% in the session yesterday. European markets too were quite muted to end yesterday's trading session. Now coming to oil prices. Oil prices fell yesterday despite mounting worries on the Red Sea. In fact, yesterday morning, oil prices saw a bit of a bump up, but by the close of the session, Brent futures fell over 1.5%, WTI futures down 1.7%. WTI futures now continue to hover around the $70 a barrel mark. Now coming to the Indian markets and how they fared yesterday. Indian markets ended with cuts and it was an extremely volatile trading session yesterday. But after the strong sell-off we saw in the first couple of hours of the trading session, markets did see buying support at lower levels and markets ended off the session lows. Which were the key drags? The Nifty Bank Index fell over 500 points yesterday, the key sectoral drag. The Nifty IT Index was another sector that did see significant pullback from recent highs. The Nifty Pharma Index, on the other hand, was a clear outperformer. Large cap, mid cap pharma names saw significant buying interest at all levels. And when you're talking about the mid and small cap names, remember, 2023 was an exceptionally strong year for these names and these entire packs. However, yesterday, you did see some amount of profit booking coming in, even in the mid and small cap names. What was the positive cue from yesterday's evening data? FII buying has resumed with over 1600 crore of buying seen in the cash market. Key to watch out for? Well, you will see reaction to operational updates by companies like DMart. The monthly sales volumes of Hero Motors slightly disappointing. Markets will react to that. Asian markets have taken cues from a slightly soft handover from Wall Street, and you are seeing a bit of red across the screen in Asia, if Nifty 2 is indicating a gap down start for our own markets.